Sorry, you know, sometimes I get so into the instrumental. You know, if you don't know who that was Drake, Laugh Now and Cry Later, featuring Lil Durk, which Lil Durk is actually about to be in Boston soon, December 5th. I'm pretty excited, I'm not gonna lie. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about, let's just say that you got scammed, right? What would you do? Let's just put it that way. I mean, I know I've been a subject to it, and there's been multiple times where, you know, if it's too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true. And it feels like that's why I chose this song, Laugh Now, Cry Later, because the people who are not getting scammed at that very moment are laughing, are having fun, and are, you know, finding ways to make new money. Like, who wouldn't love to find new ways to make money? But it's until the end where you're crying later. And unfortunately, that's what my mother is going through at the very moment. You know, we live in this life of, you know, technology that runs the world technically at this point, to the point that, you know, I'm even speaking to you guys through a podcast and a recording, you know. The other way of trying to get my word out is, you know, through the word of mouth or through flyers, you know. So we've come a long way from old school to quote unquote new school, but these people have just found multiple ways, different ways of just scamming people, of, you know, using Cash App, using Venmo, using Zelle, Wells Fargo, Chime, crypto. I mean, the list is endless when it comes to, you know, apps, banking apps, financial apps that can be easily used and easily scammed. You can easily go around their terms and conditions, but it's funny because the third party who's doing it for you or telling you how to do it isn't breaking their terms and conditions. So they almost make the person with the account they're scamming to be the subject and to be the person who technically gets in trouble if they do break the terms and conditions. You know, it's just unfortunate, to be honest, that instead of helping each other out and, you know, actually, you know, giving them more money than they pretty much asked for, we go ahead and take their money. We go ahead and use it for ourselves and, you know, be selfish to the point where, you know, it's, we believe, or the scammers believe more like, that they're entitled to that money, you know, and it's not true whatsoever. I remember when I was using Cash App, and this was what, like 3 years ago or something like that. I don't really recall at this point, but I had what, maybe like 3K, 4K in my account, and I wasn't doing anything shady or scammer-like, that I know of, let's just put it that way on record, you know, that I know of. But I was having a lot of people send me money, and I had a couple people that I was sending money to. And it was around the time where Bitcoin clearly is still a topic to talk about and is still progressing, but this is when crypto and Bitcoin and buying shares on Cash App had started. That's when it was starting, is when I had that particular amount of money. So I don't know who had sent me money or whatever they were doing, but according to Cash App, because I did not know this person, or because I've never had money sent to this person or vice versa, or I didn't have this person in my contacts, they were not coming up, which made no sense when this particular person has sent me money before. So, excuse me, I went ahead and, what did I do? I went ahead and accepted the money, and I think within like a day or two, my whole account was closed. It was completely closed. Like, I had to make a new Cash App, or I had to sign out and try to make a new one or whatever. I couldn't even reopen that account. That account was just completely done for. And what's so annoying about it is that when you click the reason, or even if, and I've emailed Cash App directly on their customer service, where they pretty much tell you that you broke their terms and conditions, and that's it. That's all you need to know, that you broke their terms and conditions, and that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You can't fight about it, or you can't do anything about it. So now you're just stuck with money in Cash App. And I think that was about the time that was my second or maybe third Cash App I had to make, because it wasn't the first time they told me that I had violated or had broken their terms and conditions. When I didn't see anything that stated what I was particularly doing was technically wrong. But in the eyes of Cash App and their customer service and their law or contract that states, you know, I had broken it. Okay, whatever. So unfortunately, since my account was closed on multiple times, the bank account that I had linked to Cash App was even terminated, to the point that I was not allowed to use my Bank of America card. It didn't matter what account I had. I have about two accounts. One, you know, one checkings account and one savings account with Bank of America. And I tried to use my savings account to go ahead and put that money in. And it's the fact that it was my Bank of America account altogether that got denied. So I wasn't able to put that money into my account with Bank of America. So I, since that was my only bank card and is my only bank card, I didn't know what to do. I had to find an alternative to cash out that money. Luckily, I only have a couple people that I had trusted with the money that I had made, and letting them see the amount of money that I have made, because it's not that I don't like to share how much I have. I have no reason to share the amount of money I have, because the minute that you share how much money you have or just are withholding, people believe or think that, oh, you have all this money now, and you know they're entitled to your money that you worked for, or that is just sitting there. Why are you just letting it sit there? It should be spent almost at that point, where just because you have money doesn't mean it has to be spent. You know, saving is a real thing, and I've just learned to, you know, save my money. So I let that accumulate to, you know, about $2,000 to $3,000. And because Cash App has rules, I couldn't cash out all the money that I even had. So I couldn't even send the money I have to a friend either. I had to use their bank account to put into my Cash App account and then cash out a certain amount so I wouldn't even get the fee of cashing the money out. Or I had to only do $1,000 a day because my friend's bank card could only cash out $1,000 a day. Like, it's ridiculous with so many restrictions, with these scammers, with these terms and conditions. I mean, it's freaking endless at this point. And as much as people, you know, are laughing, you know, taking your money and laughing, you know, when you ask for it back and, you know, they easily block you or easily tell you, oh, I'll get back to you later, when in reality is they're not giving you your money. You know, that money is gone. That money's lost. You know, when you're dead, you can't take it with you. So it's like, this is what we're doing here. We're just taking other people's money, you know? It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't add up to me. But, you know, this is the type of world we live in, you know, that we would rather scam someone of their money and never talk to them again versus helping them out and helping them out in a way that is giving them knowledge how to save money, how to budget, how to accumulate more income. I mean, like I will say on I'll say now and I'll continue to say that, you know, life isn't easy, so why are you making it harder for someone else? Is it because it's not easy for you? So since you know how easy it is, you're easy to take it from someone else? I mean, everybody's mindset and mentality is different. You know, I can't read people's minds, unfortunately, but this is the world we live in, and this unkind world we live in. It's just, I don't even have the words to even put together, you know, who these people, you know, are, I guess. And this actually brings me to another quote from my motivational app. The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. And it's crazy. It's crazy that I actually read that right now, talking about this whole scamming thing, because we are regular people. We can even be Tom Brady. We can be the President of the United States. But what you do with your time and how you present it is what matters. What matters is the outcome. So if the outcome of your intention was never good, then that means just straight up you're labeled as not a good person. Let's just, you know, kind of put it in that kind of terms in that way, right? And I don't know about you, but whenever someone would call me a bad person or tell me that I'm not being a good person, it goes back to who are you judging me or telling me that I'm not a good person when you don't even know me as a overall person. With that said, sometimes you just have to let it go, you know? And unfortunately for my mom, I had to tell her, you know, I'm not saying let it go. You can try what you want to try, but is not always going to work. You know, it's, you know, you win some and you lose some. And sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles, you know. I've learned that with disagreeing, arguing, debating with my mother for 26 years, you know, and I love her to death, but she was subject to a scammer. And the worst part of it all, it was the person that she knows who sent the other person's social media. And as you know, I'm not a person to use names unless it's an actual celebrity or artist or someone that people famously know. So I will disclose from any names or social media tags, but it's always the person you know that will get you to put your guard down. And it's unfortunate, but I constantly hear it, this saying that the people closest to you are always the people that will hurt you the most. And it's the truth. Why do we do this? Why do we bite the hand that is feeding us? Why are we so quick to hurt the ones that are only giving positive output and positive thoughts and looking for your best interest? Why are we? Is it because we know we can get away with it? Is it because we have no conscience? Is it because, you know, like, we feel no guilt? I mean, there are people who don't feel certain things, and there's some people who only feel guilty just even thinking of the action. And, you know, for me, I've always been, before I go ahead and do something, I always think of the outcome. I always think of what could happen, what will happen, what possibilities in the long run that will not benefit me. Because at the end of the day, what's the quote I love to say? Because at the end of the day, karma is real. Karma will come back to you. And, you know, I've heard people say that karma is just the way of God punishing others of those who didn't do right. But I believe karma is a whole nother thing, like Mother Nature. Karma has a mind of its own. Karma comes when it wants to come. Karma will wait for you, will wait for your highest of the high and drop you to the lowest of the low, to the point that it's so rock bottom that you don't even think that you can get out of it. And it's like, why even get to that point? Why even let yourself or let others get to that point, you know? I guess it's, you know, it builds character, you know? It shapes the people who they are today. But that's not the way to do it. That's not the right way to do it. And like I said, there is no right way. But at the same time, if you want to talk about moral intention, that is not a good moral intention. If you're scamming someone out of their hard-earned money, you know, just so you can get a laugh now and for them to cry later, nah, like, that ain't right. That ain't it. And it pains me to, you know, talk about it or even hear that, you know, my mom was even a guinea pig to this long time scamming that I've known for years at this point, that I know a handful of people or I've seen, you know, a couple people who have went ahead and did a such thing. Now that I'm thinking about it, am I wrong for not saying anything or letting them go ahead and do what they think is right for the time being? Or am I right for not saying anything and hoping that karma, you know, will get them later. At the same time, I am still not the judge, or I'm still not the person to make that decision. It is not my life. It is their life. They made that decision. You feel me? And as much as, you know, it's a mistake, you know, people have to learn from their mistakes. So you have to learn. You have to almost allow them to not fall into a trap, but, you know, yes, you can tell somebody, you know, something till you're blue in the face, but will they listen? You know, the answer is yes and no. Yes, they may listen, but maybe they might not listen because it's something you've already said, or something that, you know, maybe that doesn't have any meaning to them at that very moment. But, you know, just like karma coming back, you know, sometimes words and comments that people have said will come back to you in your mind. And that's what I was just telling my mother, you know, for the longest time. You were even telling me to not put my information out there, to be careful of scammers, to be careful of clicking on links and making sure that, you know, I am not, you know, opening myself to a person who is able to access my information. And she fell right into their hands, you know. It's unfortunate, but now she has to live with it. Yes, she is going to try to do something about it. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I would too. But at the end of the day, it's not worth the pain. It's not worth the trouble, you know. You can try and try and try, but at this point, you might as well let it go. And, you know, whoever last has the last laugh. And it's the real damn truth, unfortunately. But it's like, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? I can only help so many people, you know. I can be right so many times, you know. And if, you know, people don't want to listen, or, you know, take that action, or at least take what I have to say in consideration, then, you know, you almost fall into, quote unquote, the devil's hands, you know. It's the devil's paintbrush that, you know, that painted this pretty picture for you, you know, and you fell right into their hands. Doesn't mean that it defines you. And I will continue to say this. Those particular actions, your one mistake still does not define you as someone being scammed, you know. Now you just know to be more careful. Now you will know that there's more people scamming innocent people than you really believed or thought that, or could have thought. But I wanted to vent to you guys today a little bit and be open in a way that, to let you guys know that I go through problems, my family goes through problems. It doesn't matter what problem you're going through, you can overcome it. And if you can't believe that, or you don't believe that, you're not praying. That's all I have to say. It starts with prayer. It starts somewhere. And that's with, I mean, for me, it's the Lord. For you, it might be something else, but I'm not someone to push something that isn't for everybody. So if that works for you, then I can only applaud you, and you can feel and see how I feel. But I know that it's never the end of the world. You just have to keep plugging, keep pushing, keep praying. And with that said, amen. God bless you guys for listening, and I appreciate you guys. God bless.